Today is the first day of the month of Dhammada Kartik, so we will read a special verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is connected with that, with the Dhammada Leela. We'll read Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9. Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna. Text 20. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Rincho na bhava na shrir api anga samshaya prasadam lebhire gopi yat tat prapa vimuktidat Nemam virincho na bhavo na shirapyanga samshaya prasadam lebhire gopi yata prapa vimuktidat Nemam virincho na bhavo Nashirapyanga samshaya Prasadam lebhire gopi Yatat prapa vimuktidat Nemam virincho na bhavo Nashirapyanga samshaya Prasadam lebhire gopi Yatat prapa vimuktidat Mataji's. Not imam, this exalted position, virincha, Lord Brahma, na, nor, bhava, Lord Shiva, na, nor, shri, the goddess of fortune, api, indeed, Anga Samshaya, although she is always the better half of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, prasadam, mercy, le pire, obtained, gopi, Mother Yashoda, yatat, as that which, prapa, obtained, vimuktidat, from Krishna, who gives deliverance from this material world. Translation: neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yashoda. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a comparative study between Mother Yashoda and other devotees of the Lord. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 5.142, Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arasabha Bhritya. The only Supreme Master is Krishna, and all others are His servants. Krishna has the transcendental quality of Bhritya Vashyata, becoming subordinate to His Bhritya, or servant. Now, although everyone is Bhritya, and although Krishna has the quality of becoming subordinate to His Bhritya, the position of Mother Yashoda is the greatest. Lord Brahma is Bhritya, a servant of Krishna, and He is Adi Kavi, the original creator of this universe. Tene Brahma Hrida Ya Adi Kavaye. Nonetheless, even He could not obtain such mercy as Mother Yashoda. As for Lord Shiva, He is the topmost Vaishnava, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. What to speak of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva? The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is the Lord's constant companion in service, since she always associates with His body. But even she could not get such mercy. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit was surprised, thinking, what did Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj do in their previous lives, by which they got such a great opportunity, the opportunity to be the affectionate father and mother of Krishna? In this verse, there are three negative pronouncements. Na, na, na. When anything is uttered three times, do it, do it, do it, one should understand that this is meant to indicate great stress on a fact. In this verse we find na lebhire, na lebhire, na lebhire. Yet Mother Yashoda is in the supermost exalted position, and thus Krishna has become completely subordinate to her. The word vimuktidat is also significant. There are different types of liberation, such as sayuja, salokya, sarupya, sarshti, and samipya. But vimukti means special mukti. When, after liberation, one is situated on the platform of prema bhakti, one is said to have achieved vimukti, special mukti. Therefore the word na is mentioned. That exalted platform of prema is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as prema pumarto mahan. And Mother Yashoda naturally acts in such an exalted position in loving affairs. She is therefore a nitya siddha devotee, an expansion of Krishna's hladini potency, His potency to enjoy transcendental bliss through expansions who are special devotees. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa pratibhavatapi. Such devotees are not sadhana siddha. Neimam virincho na bhavo na shirapyanga samshraya prasadam lebire gopi yatat prapa vimuktidat. Neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yashoda. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyachyade Shitarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaiti Gadadha Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchikalpa Trudubhyas Jagripa Sindhubhyas Dhyanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So today is the first day of the month of Dhammada. Kartik. Very special time. Especially in our calendar. Of course, it is focused on this particular pastime, which the verse we are reading is found in Srimad Bhagavatam, that Dhammada Leela, Yashoda Dhammada, when Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna to the grinding mortar. It's a very pastime and very wonderful festival, and it's very interesting to note that we celebrate this for the whole month, day, evening, evening. We're celebrating Dhamma Leela. How wonderful it is, how beautiful it is, and how instinctive it is. Other pastimes, we have Lord Krishna and so on, like for a day, maybe two, but generally not month. You see, a month. Everyone is focused every day on this amazing pastime. So this verse taken from the sin in Sri Bhagavatam. Let us just explain a little bit the background. What is this pastime? Of course, I think everyone is quite familiar with the Dhammada Leela, but still, repetition of a good, and the deeper can penetrate it, that's the better for us. So, first is, Leela Shukadeva Goswami is making the point in this verse that there are many great devotees. For example, Lord Brahma, he is the head of our sampradaya. He's a very great devotee. Lord Shiva, Srila Prabhupada quotes the line here, Vaishnavanam Yajabhu, greatest of them, Devi, who's constantly serving the lotus feet of the Lord and eternally fixed there. They're very great. Even amongst the great devotees, Mother Yashoda is greater. Vimuktidat. Well, Vimukti. She got special mercy, special liberation from Lord Krishna. Special mercy, which even these three very great personalities never got. They never got, and as Srila Prabhupada has translated the verse, he says that none of them can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead such mercy as that which Mother Yashoda got. And not just that they did not, but they cannot. It is like an existential reality. They just cannot. She occupies a very practically uniquely special position. Of course, on the other hand, as is described later on in Srimad Bhagavatam, that Srimati Radharani and her gopi girlfriends, cowherd girls of Vrindavan, they're actually in an even higher position than Mother Yashoda. We might wonder, why is it that Mother Yashoda is presented in this way here, as if nobody can get as much mercy as her, when we're aware generally that Srimati Radharani and her girlfriends, they did get more. But our acharyas explain that in terms of the presentation of things in Srimad Bhagavatam, in terms of the presentation of Srimad Bhagavatam, to this point in Srimad Bhagavatam, we have not encountered anyone yet who got mercy like Mother Yashoda gets in this Damodar Leela. Of course, later on, other devotees will be described, Srimati Radharani and the gopis particularly, they got more mercy. But to this point, Mother Yashoda is unique. Her position is unique. So, all glories to Mother Yashoda, without reservation. So, yes, Mother Yashoda is very great as a devotee. And Lord Krishna, he is Britya Vashyata. This is a very special characteristic of Lord Krishna. He is very dear, very kind to his devotees. Srila Jiva Goswami makes the point, well, he raises the question, why should we or anyone surrender to Krishna? Why? For what reason? And then he presents a number of possible reasons why we should surrender to Krishna. Because Krishna is great. We are small. Because Krishna is the master, and we are the eternal servants. These are all good reasons, and it's quite true. But then he says that even though these are all good reasons and they're all quite correct, but still, a more important, most important reason, Shri Shri Radha Rasa Bihari, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Shri Gornitai Kijai. So, Jiva Goswami makes the point that even though these are excellent reasons, they're just excellent reasons, why we should surrender to Krishna and not have some other program in life. But he says that really the main reason is because Krishna is Britya Vashyata, Bhakta Vatsala. Krishna is so merciful to his devotees. He is just so merciful. And this particular quality of Krishna is distinguished from the unlimited number of other qualities that Lord Krishna has. And in this pastime of Damodar Leela, that quality of Krishna is so vividly displayed, and in such a beautiful and such a touching way, how Lord Krishna interacts with Mother Yashoda throughout the course of the Damodar Leela. Mother Yashoda was churning the yogurt into butter and simultaneously breastfeeding young Lord Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada makes the point elsewhere that when a child is being breastfed by his or her mother, then for them that is the best position. There are many other nice situations, playing and so on and so forth. But for a child, the best position, safest, most secure position is when they're being breastfed by their mother. So there was Lord Krishna being breastfed by Mother Yashoda while she churned the pot of yogurt into butter. And what happened? Well, I think we all know. She saw just nearby a pot of milk on the stove, which was being brought to the boil to be used in some food preparation for the pleasure of Krishna. It was just about to boil over. And of course, milk is liquid religiosity. We should not waste one drop of milk. If we waste one drop, we will feel it at some point. We will feel that. So, Mother Yashoda, she immediately became concerned. There's this milk. It's going to be burnt and spoilt. And, oh, we cannot have that at all. She immediately dropped everything and just quickly moved to save that pot of milk and move it off the stove and control the situation. So she dropped everything. The rod, the churning rod, which she was using for churning the yogurt into butter, she dropped also Krishna. Well, she did not exactly drop him, but she put him down quickly, very quickly, on the ground, just like that, from the safest position of all. Just in this very intimate exchange with this most wonderful devotee, to suddenly being on his back, on the floor, abandoned. Oh, it was a shock. It was a shock for Krishna. So Mother Yashoda was there dealing with the milk. She saved the milk for Krishna. But Lord Krishna, lying there on his back on the ground, all of a sudden he became extremely transcendentally disturbed and started crying and crying and actually having a tantrum, a real tantrum. And he became so transcendentally disturbed that he decided to not just express it through crying and things of that sort, but to, you could say, teach Mother Yashoda a lesson. Don't you do that to me again. He went up to that big pot of yogurt, which was in the middle of being churned. In other words, partially transformed into butter, and took a rock and smashed it. Smashed a hole in it, and out came pouring many liters of half-formed butter and semi-buttermilk and semi-yogurt and everything. Perhaps it was 20 liters. It was a substantial amount, and it just all went pouring out on the floor. That was enough. That was not enough for Krishna. He still felt he wanted to express his transcendental frustration further. So somehow he climbed up to where, suspended from the ceiling, there were a number of pots of butter, actual butter, hanging there for security reasons. But Krishna, he got up there somehow, he engineered things and climbed up, and with that rock he smashed holes in a number of those pots of butter, clay pots of butter, and they all came out, the contents just came out. So how many liters and kilos of butter and buttermilk? Perhaps There were 50 kilos, 50 liters just all over the floor. What a housewife's nightmare. But Krishna showed her actually inside, dealing with the milk and so on. Lord Krishna, there's all this butter. And Lord Krishna, what did he do? He started eating it. So perhaps you could see he can't have been that angry. Or there is so much love of Mother Yashoda in that butter that his angry mood even got overpowered, at least for the time being. This is in fact why Krishna is so fond of butter, because it is completely saturated with the love of different gopis who make it, just thinking how they want Krishna to have it. So he started eating the butter. When he'd had, well, not really had enough, but at some point, because he cannot have enough, started distributing it to the monkeys, because they're devotees. They also appreciate these things. Srila Jiva Goswami makes a very interesting point in the course of this part of the pastime, that some people, some devotees even, may say that Lord Krishna, in his various pastimes, he is simply acting. Here is Mother Yashoda. She's a nice devotee. She loves me very much. And somehow in her, whatever confusion due to her love, she thinks that I'm her son, even though I am actually God. So just to be nice to her, I'll act like I'm her son, even though I'm actually God. So things are working like this. In other words, Krishna is simply putting on a front, just sort of leading the devotees on in a benevolent type of way. But that he is not, these people think, that he does not actually enter into those positions. And like in this case, become actually disturbed with Mother Yashoda as a child interacting with his mother. Jiva Goswami makes the point that really Krishna is disturbed and he really does feel transcendentally angry, and it is not that he's just acting, playing a part, because at this point Mother Yashoda goes inside, Krishna becomes angry, the monkeys have not come yet. If Krishna is just acting, why would he act angry when there's no audience? There's no one for him to act for. Yeah. Krishna, in fact, there's a verse in the course of the narration. Krishna, at some point, found some isolated little place in the house and on his own just started eating butter with tears coming from his eyes, tears of transcendental anger. So Jiva Goswami makes the point that this is proof that when in these pastimes Krishna actually enters the pastimes and he completely is absorbed in seeing himself, in feeling, I am the son of Mother Yashoda. She must not treat me like this. And then getting angry as children do. Otherwise, he would have just sat there and waited for her to come back if he was just acting. So anyway, the monkeys came, Krishna was feeding butter to the monkeys until they could eat no more. Mother Yashoda came back. There's Krishna offering the butter to the monkeys. The monkeys are all full. The monkeys are refusing Krishna's offering. Come on, come on. Monkeys are moving back. No, 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 no. Bus, bus, bus. And in comes Mother Yashoda and sees this, oh, just terrible mess. And Krishna and the monkeys and offering the butter and, oh my Lord. And she's shocked. And Krishna sees her. And in that mood of the exchange between the son and the mother, all different moods manifest from time to time. And Krishna sarcastically says to Mother Yashoda, just see, your butter is so bad, even the monkeys won't eat it. Because Mother Yashoda, you know, it's all a long story and we have limited time, but because of Krishna's habit of stealing butter, Mother Yashoda was in great anxiety. That, first of all, she was feeling inadequate as a mother, a sort of maternal inferiority complex. I'm not a good mother because I make butter, but it's not good enough for Krishna. He always has to go to other people's houses and steal butter because mine isn't good enough. So she felt very bad, inadequate as a mother. So what she did, she went all over Vraj Mandala, found the best grass, chose the best cows from Nanda Maharaj's herd, and every day she'd go and cut by hand the best grass, keep the best cows at home, feed the best grass to them by hand herself, milk them herself, turn the milk into yogurt herself, churn the yogurt into butter herself, and give it to Krishna maybe 10 kilos a day. There, Krishna, take it all, just eat it to your heart's content, and go away. 5 minutes later, she'd be back to see how Krishna was doing. He'd be gone, already in someone's house, eating butter. As we mentioned, the real reason is not just that Krishna has some sort of butter fetish, or he's just particularly fond of eating butter. But all those, first of all the cows, all their love went into their milk, because they were thinking, we want Krishna to have this. Then the ladies would take the milk the cows, and all their love would go in. So Krishna, he wanted to have that exchange of love. So he would steal the butter, because they could not just give away their butter. Otherwise their husbands would get angry. We're doing all this work, herding the cows to make a living. You're just giving away everything. What is this? So Lord Krishna, though, he spoke like this to Mother Yashoda. And she felt, I have to do something. This is too much. It's beyond just joking back and forth. I have to discipline this boy. Otherwise he will grow up bad. He will grow up to become a criminal. Today he's stealing butter. Later he may hijack buffalo carts or something, join the Makan Mafia. So I have to do something for his sake. For his sake I have to correct him. Otherwise he'll grow up bad, he'll become a social misfit and some sort of delinquent, and he'll get arrested by the police and put in jail, and everyone will think, what sort of mother did he have? Couldn't bring him up properly. So she decided, I have to discipline him. But of course, according to Vedic standard, children are not, violence is not used. against children. You don't strike children. So, parents had to think creatively how to effectively discipline their children so they actually learned the lessons they should learn, but without frightening them and really disturbing them in those types of ways. So as we know, she decided, I must tie him up. Of course, first of all, she had to catch him. So there was big chase scene, back, forth, around, up and down. And Mother Yashoda, as described here in the verses in this pastime, as a mother, she was quite somewhat heavily built, not so agile to jump this way and that. So she's moving, trying to catch Krishna, and even making such an effort to catch him, she's perspiring. The flowers in her hair are falling. Her sari is becoming a little sort of not so properly in position, because she's making this special physical effort to catch Krishna. But who can catch Krishna? Another one of the verses here makes that point that, well, of course, eventually she did, or she allowed him, he allowed her to, or her love overpowered him. But one way or the other, she caught him. And one of the verse states that the materialists, they're begging God, please give me something. But it's not so easy to get something. If it was, so many people would be extremely rich. Many people are praying to God for material opulence, etc. It appears not so many people are getting these things. Or the yogis are trying to realize him as super soul, but they have to endeavor with great austerity even for many lifetimes. It is not so easy. But Mother Yashoda, because that motherly mood of concern for Krishna's well-being just increased and increased and just overflowed, Krishna became overpowered and he agreed to be tied. So then, of course, she fetched rope and, oh, enough rope. It's little Krishna, that's okay. We will tie him with this rope. It was two fingers too short. How could that be? Anyway, that's okay. We will get some more rope. So now, a few meters of rope. Of course it's enough. It's plenty. It was two fingers too short. What is going on? But she did not really worry too much about what was going on. She just worried, I must get more rope. So more rope, and more rope, and more rope, and many meters of rope. 10 meters or more. It was still two fingers too short. You know, if 5 meters of rope will not go around your waist, you have been eating too much prasadam. But 10, 20, 50 meters of rope. It was still 2 meters too short and always, I mean 2 fingers, and always 2 fingers. And never less or more, it was always 2 fingers too short. So again, that mood of motherly concern just overflowed from her heart. Krishna could not resist. And she was able to tie him. And even then, if it had only been that much rope, a few centimeters, it would have been enough. Because actually, as the translation, as that song says, she was tied by her love. She was not really, he was not really tied by the rope as such. He was tied by the love of Mother Yashoda. So then, of course, Krishna tied up, he crawled, pulled the grinding mortar, knocked down those two Arjuna trees. Out came Nalakuvra, Manigriva. They were released from the curse. And the pastime evolves like that. It is really quite a major pastime. Narada Muni appears and meditates on some very important philosophical points in regards to correcting people to the proper standards of Krishna consciousness. So this is the Damodar Leela in a very small nutshell, but such a wonderful pastime. So much we can learn, so much we need to learn, that Krishna is controlled by the love of his devotees. Krishna cannot be bought, bribed. They say everyone has their price, but not Krishna. Not in that sense. Not at all. Krishna, you cannot outsmart Krishna with some clever words, like some sort of verbal chess player, maneuver Krishna into a position where he can't say no. You can't do things like that. So, and you cannot be so fast, so quick and dodgy. You just cannot. Doesn't matter who you are and what you're capable of. But only through love, following in the footsteps of the great devotees, selfless love, simply dedicating everything for the pleasure of Krishna. In this way, Krishna can be pleased, and ultimately, Krishna can even be controlled by his devotee. And of course, not that the devotee should think, I'm controlling Krishna. But the devotee sees it. I'm just doing whatever I can in my own little way, and the rest is just Krishna's mercy. What can I say? What can I do? So Krishna is so great. Everyone else is his servant. Actually, even other forms of himself have the mood of being Krishna's servant. Even Balaram. Krishna, Srila Jiva Goswami makes the point, if you ask Krishna, who is God? Who is God? Krishna says, me. If you ask Balaram, who is God? Balaram says, Krishna. So Krishna is so God, is so great. Ekale Ishwara Krishna. He ultimately is the only supreme controller. Ara Sabha Bhritya. Everyone else is his Bhritya. But out of all those servants, just see the position of Mother Yashoda. She was able to bind Krishna with her love. We should learn from her example. Under the direction of Srila Prabhupada, in this way we can make progress in our Krishna consciousness. And we can meditate on this through this whole month of Damodar Kartik. Hare Krishna. Shri Shri Yashoda Damodar Ki. Shri Damodar Vratta Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Hare Krishna.